Florida construction worker allegedly killed pro-Trump boss after political argument. By Nate Church on January 22, 2020. Mason Trevor Tony was arrested on Monday after the alleged murder of his boss on the Florida Turnpike job site. At approximately 10:30 a.m. on Monday, dispatchers received a call saying that Tony had stabbed 28-year-old William Stephen Knight to death after an argument. An affidavit retrieved by the Orlando Sentinel says the murder weapon was an on-site trowel. Other workers on site said they began throwing objects at Tony in hopes of getting him to stop the deadly attack, until he advanced on them with what they believed to be a knife. Tony then stole a white Dodge Ram pickup truck and fled the scene, yelling accusations of terrorism at his co-workers. Police reported apprehending him without difficulty. He has been arrested for first-degree murder and held without bail at the Orange County Jail. The victim was reportedly an open supporter of President Donald Trump, while Tony was anti-government and very outspoken regarding delusions that the government is bad and out to get him, according to the arrest affidavit. Responding officers found Knight's body next to an excavator on the job site with an American flag thrown over his body. Knight's father described Tony as a friend of the family, explaining that William went to elementary school with him and to middle school and high school. In the midst of their shock and grief, he just wants to know why.